Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going back to one of my least favorite members of Congress, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Marjorie Taylor Greene, QAnon, stripped of her committee assignments by a majority vote of the House for not only vicious comments, but advocating the assassination of the Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, of Hillary Clinton, and of Barack Obama. The bar is low in Congress. We have some lowlifes. We have lowlifes. Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan of Ohio, Matt Gaetz of Florida, Gomer of Texas, Gosar of Arizona, Devin Nunez of California. Lowlifes under a rock. But they weren't stripped of their committee assignments. But the bar is so low, it's like, could you at least have the decency not to advocate the assassination of the leaders of the other party? I mean, give me a break. And the Republicans all put up a fuss. No, she's a patriot. She should have her committee assignments. Of course, didn't do any good. If they, by the way, if they ever get the speakership, in other words, if they ever get the majority and things do go back and forth over the years, I suspect in retaliation, they're going to try to strip the committee chairmanships of a Democrat just for the heck of it, to show retaliation. They already tried with Eric Swalwell. One of their nuts said, well, Eric Swalwell shouldn't be on the Intelligence Committee. Eric Swalwell ran for president. He's one of the strongest members of the California delegation. Excellent guy. They should have picked on somebody else. It's not going to work. But anyway, Marjorie Taylor Greene has no committee assignments, and she is sniffing around looking for something to do. So she found out something to do. She made an allegation that the Democrats marched troops into her office at the Capitol to intimidate her. Marjorie Taylor Greene falsely charged that the Democrats marched troops into her office in the Capitol to intimidate her, and Republicans are backing her up. McCarthy, Kevin McCarthy, even people like Cruz in the Senate, all of them backing her up. Let me give you the facts. Let me give you the rest of the story. She gave an interview recently in which she incorrectly, perhaps falsely, did it on purpose, or you're not talking the sharpest knife in the drawer here. She said that Guam was a foreign country. Guam. One of our possessions. The people are citizens of the United States. They have electors in our presidential race. They have delegates to Congress, just like the Virgin Islands. They're not a foreign country. They're a territory of the United States. They're represented in our Congress by a delegate, and they have an elector, which Tulsi Gabbard won this time. They are Americans. So what they decided to do, the delegate from Guam, who is like that delegate who was an impeachment manager from the Virgin Islands, who was very eloquent. The delegate from Guam is a guy named Michael St. Nicholas. He's a delegate. He says, you know, he's in Congress. He can talk. So he escorts some National Guard members in American uniforms, obviously, from Guam to Marjorie Taylor Greene's office, bringing a basket of cookies, And the idea is a lighthearted way to say, look, we're citizens. We're not foreign countries like China and Russia in the Middle East. That's what Marjorie Taylor Greene said. Guam is a foreign country like China, Russia, and the Middle East. What do we care? Delegate Michael St. Nicholas to the Congress said, here I am. I'm one of your colleagues. You know, you see me. I sit not too far away from you. And our troops are only National Guard. We don't have our own troops. They have American uniforms, and here they are. And here's a basket of cookies. It was very cool. It was very, very cool. The The Major General of the National Guard in Guam is a woman named Esther Aguigui. She said she appreciated that. She appreciated San Nicolas's efforts to, quote, bring our culture, it's part of American culture, to the attention of people in Congress, especially our culture of Inapa Maiolac. Inapa Maiolac in the Guam language means bringing harmony. Cookies are harmony. I like cookies quite a bit. So Delegate St. Nicholas walks in with a couple of guys from the National Guard in Guam in American uniforms. They're just like any other National Guard. If the president activates them, they got to fly from Guam, guard the Capitol, whatever they're supposed to do, you know, inoculate people. And the idea is they're going to go in and they're going to meet with Marjorie Taylor Greene and say, look, Marjorie, these are, you know, I'm your colleague and these guys are our guys. We're not foreign, you know, we're not like Russia or China. And here's a basket of cookies. She wasn't there. They talked to her staff. Now the Republicans are making a big deal of this and saying basically the Democrats attacked Marjorie Taylor Greene's offices with troops. With troops. How bad is that? Okay. How bad is that? Chill, guys. Chill. Just relax a little bit. Stop advocating assassinations. You do it in a weird, backhanded way. All it does is gin up people who do kill people. Like the insurrectionist killed an officer, maimed another one, gouged his eye out. That's pretty bad, going through life with one eye because you're an officer trying to protect Congress. I mean, that's pretty bad. But there you have it. If you hear from any Republican that the Democratic Party marched troops into Marjorie Taylor Greene's office to intimidate her, now you know the rest of the story. Another item that, I love this. I think the North Koreans should hire, frankly, better translators. Kim Jong-un has a sister named Kim Yo-jong. So Kim Jong-un, you know who he is, the head guy in North Korea, and he has a sister, Kim Yo-jong. So two of her names are the same as his, Kim and Jong, and she has a Yo in the middle, and he has a Un at the end, and that's how you tell them apart. She's apparently very powerful. You know, it had been rumored that he'd had her killed. Over there, there's not a lot of loyalty among family. He did have, I think, an uncle killed, a former wife. If you come to the attention, even in a good way, Kim Jong-un, it's not good for you because it won't last. Anyway, his sister, Kim Yo-jong, is considered powerful. In other words, he's not likely to kill her. And she issued a warning yesterday. Kim Jong-un, I think, didn't dare to do it. He's playing poker and he doesn't have a lot of cards. She warned the U.S. against causing a stink if it wants to, quote, live in peace. So she says, I take this opportunity to warn the new U.S. administration trying hard to give off powder smell in our land. If you want to live in peace, not causing a stink. I love that. To give off powder smell in our land, I think meaning munitions of some sort, arms, something hostile. But it's curiously quaint. It really is curiously quaint. More to the point, they're feeling pressure. Lloyd Austin and Tony Blinken. Lloyd Austin is the Secretary of Defense. Tony Blinken, the Secretary of State, went over to Japan to shore up our alliances, and they made a statement along with the Japanese to China, do not invade Taiwan. Our admiral in the Western Pacific, Asia, Western Pacific, charge of all naval forces over there, has privately predicted that China is planning to invade Taiwan. They're ramping up their military sometime in the next 6 years. It's a long-term objective. A former ambassador from Japan to the United States said that America is back as the world leader. And there's a great sigh of relief over there because Japan is vulnerable. It has no nuclear weapons. It's not that far from China. Taiwan is 100 miles from China. If you drive from Milwaukee to Oshkosh, that'll give you an idea of how far it is. Taiwan owns islands that are 10 miles from the Chinese mainland. 10 miles. Chinese ships are always sniffing around, flying over it, trying to intimidate. South Korea is potentially under attack. And so Biden has turned his attention to Asia. Thank goodness. Remember, Trump was willing to abandon Japan and South Korea if they didn't pay more money for us putting our troops up there. They already do pay a fair amount of money. We pay some because we're not doing it just for our health. We're doing it because it's a friendly ally and we want to station military forces there to counter China. The fact of the matter is that it's a tinderbox simply because North Korea has a land border with China, and North Korea's capital is something like 40 miles from the demilitarized zone and very close to Seoul, South Korea. You can't really bomb North Korea's capital without drawing in the Chinese. It'd be equivalent of the Chinese bombing Mexico, which has a land border with the United States. And at some point, you got to push back. And you can't bomb the North Korean capital and their nuclear facility without inviting a strike against Seoul, South Korea. And you have a truly insane individual, Kim Jong-un, running North Korea. That is the problem. That is the problem. North Korea were located on the tip of Madagascar. This would be much easier to resolve. Remember, during the Korean War, my Uncle Jerry, my mother's brother, Jerry Monahan, was a Marine corporal. What happened was we were winning. You know, the North Koreans were going to invade South Korea. Suddenly the Chinese came swarming over, gajillions of them, screaming, you know, these attacks, and the Marines were outnumbered. They would sit there, they would have South Korean machine gunners. In those days, the machine guns had to be fed bullets out of a chain. This is 1950, 51. Sometimes the guy feeding it was a South Korean, went run away, and the Marines would have to hold a pistol to his head and say, "You run away, we're going to blow your brains out. Keep feeding that machine gun." And you'd mow these guys down, and they keep coming. The Chinese, there's a lot of them, and they are not entirely sane when it comes to this kind of thing. And we can't bomb North Korea, nor do we want to bomb North Korea. A lot of good people there. But as long as they have military inclinations and nuclear weapons, we've got to manage them. Anyway, that is why Lloyd Austin, Tony Blinken went to Japan. And that is why Tony Blinken and Sullivan, the NSA director, are meeting with the Chinese in Alaska. Chinese are going to come and say what we want and so forth. And the point is, the United States wants peace, but it does not want Taiwan invaded. It doesn't want these continual fake islands being created in the South China Sea to impair maritime shipping. Any of that, we're not going to put up with it, but it has to be done very carefully. This is a long way of saying Joe Biden is back. America's back. We're in charge in a good, benign way. We're working with allies. We like the Chinese people, but we have got to put a net over the Chinese tiger, because if we don't, they'll swarm all over there. They'll kill and invade an awful lot of people. So we are not bringing a powder smell to anybody, and we're not causing a stink. We are ensuring peace. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.